Blog Talk Radio.
So you want your charity to succeed. It's no secret that combining online and offline techniques is the key to modern-day fundraising success, and practical advice is what you need. The Nonprofit Coach with Ted Hart is the perfect place to learn from experts around the world who, along with our host, provide advice you can use. Ted Hart is without a doubt one of the foremost nonprofit thought leaders. Also a successful author, his books cover a broad range of topics from major gift fundraising to use of social media and how to succeed online. Ted lectures around the world, but now he's here for you. From the latest in charity news, technology, fundraising, and social networking, Ted and his guests help you maneuver through this economic downturn in the charitable sector to greater levels of efficiency and fundraising success. Remember, this is a live call-in show. Become part of the show by adding your voice. Call now at 347-324-3080. After the show, you can find all our podcasts at tedhart.com. Just click on radio links. Don't forget to dial 347-324-3080. Now, welcome the host of the Nonprofit Coach, Ted Hart.
Hello, this is Ted Hart, and I'm pleased to be welcoming you here to this special edition of the Nonprofit Coach for Leap Year. This is Leap Day, and we're going to be talking today about the conference in Toronto. We're going to have a number of guests who are connected to that conference. We're going to give you some expert advice on online fundraising digital today. For those of you who may be new to the show, we always start. And hello, this is Ted Hart. I am live here on the Nonprofit Coach. Sorry for a little bit of technical difficulty. You may have heard me, but I was not up on the switchboard. So I am here live, bringing you some expert advice on online fundraising and social media to the Digital Leap Conference, which we are taking this opportunity on May to celebrate the Digital Leap Conference. So for those of you who may be familiar, as the announcer said a few moments ago, you can call in. We encourage you to do so at 347-430-80 when we get to experts. You also can join us over in the chat room, and I see a number of people in the chat. You can also email me your questions at tedhart@tedhart.com. As here on the Nonprofit Coach, we start the show off with page one news. And over here on page one news, you can follow along on the page one by going to tedhart.com. Click on radio links, and you will find all of our radio links here. Now, I'm not accustomed to being part of page one here on the Nonprofit Coach, but we do have a very announcement to share with you. Many of you made our newsletter yesterday. I accepted the position of CEO of the Charities Aid Foundation of America, which I'm extremely excited to have this opportunity to work with the wonderful staff, the board of directors, and the grantees of the Charities Aid Foundation. This is an organization that is a leader in cross-border philanthropy, and I'm keenly interested in international philanthropy, as everyone knows. Over in the race today, I want to particularly thank the fine folks at UKFundraising.co.uk for their article today. Thank you, Howard Lake. Our good Howard Lake over at UK Fundraising has a nice article about my appointment. I want to thank everybody for their well wishes. I've been getting emails today. Anyone in the Charities Aid Foundation of America, I encourage you to go to our website, which I will say will be updated at cafamerica.org. And you can, of course, email me at tedhart@cafamerica.org. That's C-A-America.org. Check out the link and all the information over in the radio links. Next up here in the radio links, we want to bring you an update on freeconferencecall.com just added Israel and Mexico to their free international calling. So for those of you also, like myself, interested in international conference calling can be a very important part of your work. You can get out for free by utilizing the services at freeconferencecall.com. Check it out, and they've just added to their long list of countries that you can get free conference calls to countries of Israel and Mexico. Check it out in the radio links today at Ted Hart. Click on radio links. Next up here in the radio links comes to us from eMarketer.com over at eMarketer.com for digital intelligence. And they're on a story that we had last week here on the Nonprofit Coach, where we shared with you some early information about the use of Pinterest. This particular article is making note that users and marketers appear to be warming up to social networks such as Pinterest and Tumblr. While Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn have been top of the social media heap in the U.S. for several years now, certainly expected to continue to have a presence in the U.S. and around the world, Pinterest and the relaunch versions of old ones are rapidly gaining popularity among consumers and marketers. Last week, we at length about Pinterest. In this particular article, Pinterest for users and marketers can create pin boards that base their taste and creativity, just as users can curate their own online image on such a site, so can brand companies. And we did encourage you to take a look. The Pinterest usage in the U.S. shot up from less than a million just in May of last year to over 12 million in January of this year. Rapid rise at Pinterest, some relaunching over at Tumblr, and niche social networks like they are getting another look. Next up, the Nonprofit Coach over in the radio links, page one. And I think that this is going to be very important for all charities. LinkedIn has announced that you can follow companies. They have a follow companies button for about companies on LinkedIn. Of course, we've extensively here on the Nonprofit Coach about claiming your company page and making sure that you have a strong strategy. We consider for most nonprofits interested in fundraising, those interested in connecting to high net worth individuals, foundations, and corporations, that a LinkedIn strategy right now may be more important than a Facebook or even a Twitter strategy right now. We'll have some experts on today. We can tell you and find out what you think about the new LinkedIn follow company and more important strategy in social media. Next up here on the Nonprofit Coaches, just to remind you that we continue to be doing the over at tedhart.com. This survey is asking the question of which president of the United States has most to support and promote philanthropy. We want to thank those who have already voted, but urge everyone to go and take the survey. Right now, it looks like, and I'm just looking at the most up-to-date results, it looks like Franklin Roosevelt is out ahead of a couple of the presidents there, but we're interested in getting your vote over at tedhart.com. Take the survey. Which of the United States do you think has done the most to support and enhance philanthropy? And that does have presidents going all the way back to Franklin Roosevelt. And if you don't see your president there, you also can just list your president as one of the nominees. Next up here on the Nonprofit Coach is a terrific service called xmarks.com. A service that you can install on each computer that you use. Each computer in your office is seamlessly integrated with your web browser, and it does work with multiple web browsers, including Google Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. So for Mac users, this works for you as well. It integrates your work and keeps your bookmarks safely backed up and in sync. So you can share bookmarks across your staff also can not have to lie wondering if a server crashes, are you going to lose all of the work that you've done to create your bookmark at your office. So make sure that you check those out as options for your organization. And here on page one news, and this is very late to our page two topic today, is I do want to bring in a good Corey Clem is here from Movember. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Movember, we're going to tease you a little bit. But Corey is going to be with us at the Big Digital Leap Conference up in Toronto. We're going to be talking about that. But here live on the Nonprofit Coach is Corey Clem.
Hey, Ted. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Corey, thank you so much, not only for being on the show today to help us celebrate Leap Day, but also to celebrate the launch of registration at the Big Digital Leap Conference up in Toronto. Let's start off with what number, and I don't think there's anybody who's involved with fundraising online that doesn't know about the tremendous success, but share with us a little bit about your success as a Movember up in Canada and around the world. And then I'm going to ask you why people should come hear you in Toronto. But what's Movember?
Well, we had another epic year this year. One of the things that, as many of you know, that Movember's been going on for 8 years now. And what started as a small little movement among a group of friends in Australia has blossomed to something pretty amazing. While we're still sort of closing up some of the fundraising right now, it's looking as though we brought in about $117 million. Globally and ended up having about 850,000 Mo Bros and Mo Sisters participating throughout the world. So it's just a huge increase.
What does it mean to be a Mo Bro or a Mo Sister?
I think it means a lot of things to a lot of different people, depending on how you come into Movember. For me, I love the preventative side of it. As a man, I think a lot of times that health is something that people overlook a lot until it's too late. For a lot of other people that have been affected by cancer and other issues around men's health, they come in from that perspective. But no matter how you come into the organization, I think one of the things that really makes it special is just that bond that you have with other Mo Bros and Mo Sisters. So for me, it's knowing that I'm having this impact on men's health, and then also being able to sort of tie into this great community and family out there looking to do the same.
Well, that's terrific, and of course, very very successful fundraising. What's the key to your success? Why have you been so successful?
I think one of the things that, I've participated in a lot of charities over the years, and one of the things that really appealed to me about Movember is its accessibility. I mean, many people can grow, and, we always say that, whether it's a good Mo or a bad Mo, you're going to get people talking. And I think that accessibility of everybody being able to participate and contribute, combined with the fact that once you embark on that journey, it's kind of hard to not engage somebody, in conversation about your mustache. And in many ways, that becomes our ribbon. That becomes the catalyst for conversation. And that, I think, has had the biggest impact on just the word of mouth growth of the cause.
That's great. So why, when we're going to be talking in just a few moments with Neil Galliford, who is actually going to be at the conference in Toronto, but it's going to be coming to us from Brisbane, Australia today. And I know that you do fundraising around the world. Why should people come to Digital Leap in Toronto to hear what you have to say? What ones are you going to be sharing with them?
Well, one of the things we've done a pretty good job of out of the gate with Movember is always try to be pushing the various platforms and technologies that are available. I mean, we recognize that mustache provides a great word-of-mouth catalyst to start the conversation and to engage people. But, as many as you and many in your audience know, you really want to extend those conversations as far along as you can. So one of the things that we've done a pretty good job of is trying to really stay in lockstep with the various technologies and tools that are available and really trying to push them, not for the sake of technology, but really looking at, how can these benefit the Mo Bros and Mo Sisters who are participating, and how can we help them carry that journey forward? So one of the things that I'll, you know, some of the things I'll be talking about is how we've used tools such as mobile and social media and some of the great platforms that are out there. And then on top of that, you know, Movember actually did a good job before a lot of these networks were really in place with building their own. Those of you that have participated know that we've got a thing called the MoSpace. So, you know, we were always thinking of that from the start. So, you know, one of the things I really hope to talk about at the Digital Leap Conference is how we've leveraged these over the years and how we continue to try to innovate in that space.
Right. Yeah, and I'm really interested in that, and I think that what you're going to be sharing in terms of insight, very concrete examples of how you've utilized various social media tools, how your website has been developed, and I know that you folks are really good at measuring and analyzing the kind of success that you've had, and I think that all of those tools, the case studies that you have, and the very concrete approach to how other organizations can not necessarily, you know, piggyback on or be exactly the same as Movember. Every organization is unique, but there are tools that you have learned to use very, very well. And I think one of the biggest things that you've done is learn how to inspire people to inspire others. And I think that very nature of people-to-people fundraising has been key to your success as an organization, and is certainly part of the message that you'll bring forward to Digital Leap. And that's why we want you there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You nailed it.
Corey Klein, thank you so much for coming on the Nonprofit Coach, giving us a little bit of a tease for Digital Leap, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Toronto for Digital Leap 2012.
Likewise, and I also just wanted to point out, I don't know if many of you are coming down to South by Southwest, but we will be speaking down there as well, kind of starting the conversation around a lot of the topics that I'll be covering as well when I'm in Canada.
That's terrific. Well, I won't be at South by Southwest, but some of our listeners here today may be going to South by Southwest. So definitely I encourage everybody to check out the lecture that's going to be at South by Southwest as well by Movember. But more importantly, to Toronto and see Corey Klem live at Digital Leap. Thanks so much for joining us here today on the Nonprofit Coach.
Thanks so much for having me, Ted. Take care.
You got to take care. Now, with page one over with, it is now time to move right on to page two. Now, I think if I've done this correctly, I hope that I have Neil Galliford here live with me all the way from Brisbane, Australia, here with the Nonprofit. Are you there?
I sure am. Good day, Ted. How
Neil,
you going?
Now, Neil, I know you were concerned. I had a little bit of a technical glitch at the top of the show today, as everyone knows, and I know that you were concerned, but we've done it. We are now connected halfway around the world. Thank you for making yourself available to us here to talk about this big launch of Digital Leap 2012 here right on Leap Day. But first of all, just because I know you've got to be feeling the pain, what time is it for you, Neil?
It is exactly 3:19 in the morning.
3:19 in the
tomorrow.
Morning. What a trooper.
That is tomorrow.
Right, tomorrow. So it's not not Leap Day for you. You've already had Leap Day. It's now March 1 for you. But thrilled to have you here. Great to have the opportunity again to work with you on the Digital Leap Conference. Over in the radio links today at tedhart.com, we do have a direct link to digitalleap.org where people can learn more about this conference. But Neil, if you would, please walk us through what is Digital Leap 2012. This is the third time, I believe, that we've done this particular program in Toronto, having had a couple of years of successful Digital Leaps in the UK. So take it away, Neil, and let us know what's Digital Leap 2012.
Well, I tell you, I'm really excited this year. We're actually going to change venues. We've had a beautiful venue at the Royal Conservatory here in Toronto, but we decided to change it up this year, and we moved over to the Art Gallery of Ontario, and it's a spectacular venue. So we're going to see a meeting of nonprofit professionals who are involved in nonprofit marketing in the digital realm, fundraisers, people in communications, and so on, and gather together as they have twice before, to hear experts from all over talk best practice in digital fundraising and digital communication.
And that really is so important for organizations today. Of course, here on the Nonprofit Coach, we talk a lot about social media, online fundraising, website design, all the various topics that then all culminate together in Digital Leap each year. Tell us a little bit about what's happened in the past and why 2012 is such an important year for people to really get their strategy together.
Well, I mean, as you know, especially on the fundraising side, we're seeing a tremendous boost in revenue that's being, coming in through those channels, both for, the online management of events to actual email campaigns and digital advertising type campaigns driving to websites. And so where charities might have been able to kind of get along very passively in the past, I think that's no longer an option. And when you're starting to see, 12, 15% of your revenue coming in through digital channels, I think you just can't ignore it anymore, and you need to actually have a proactive strategy going forward. And that's what Digital Leap is about. That's why we call it the Leap. You're going to leap forward into the future and make sure you're making the very best of the latest in technology. So we're looking forward to gathering together with you, yourself, as an expert in the field, as well as all the other folks we've got lined up to speak in Toronto on May 3rd.
Absolutely. May 3rd is going to be a big day in Toronto. What kind of organizations typically have and should be participating in Digital Leap?
Well, it's a great conference, really, because it's very focused. It's not just one track in a larger conference. It's not a commercial conference on commercial marketing in the online space. It's really a custom conference for the folks in our community who are engaged in any way in the digital sphere, both management types who need to learn about it to the actual day-to-day technical people who make it happen. We always have a terrific turnout, and those know each other and share things together. So I really think it's the place to be for anybody who can make it to Toronto on May 3rd. I think they'll find this terrific lineup of speakers. We've got some old favorites returning, but we've always got new blood, and that's certainly what's going to happen this year.
What are some of the things that you can speak to that are new, and what are some of the things that, because I always find for conferences like this that, there are things that people just expect to be there because either they've heard them before and they want to make sure that new colleagues in their office are going to have an opportunity to hear it for themselves, to really renew that strategy. But then this space is always changing. As you heard, we were able to have Corey Clem, who is with Movember. That's a big change and a big addition to the Digital Leap show this year.
Oh, that's for sure. I was very excited when we were able to line up Corey. And, you heard some of the numbers that he shared with you. They were stunning, I think, and you've seen nothing but growth. And the thing about Movember is that it's pretty hands-off on the part of the beneficiary charities. It's an event that kind of manages itself, and Corey and his folks have just really provided the tool, and they're constantly providing new tools that, as he calls them, the Mo Bros and the Mo Sisters can use to raise money from their friends.
Yeah,
so,
I think it really is one of the the stellar examples of true people-to-people fundraising.
Oh, there's no question about it. As someone who's participated in the past, and as embarrassing it is as it is to wear that mustache, the whole thing is pretty fun, I have to say. And of course, a lot of serious coin gets raised for the charities who are involved.
And the key to that, and I think the reason why everyone listening today that can get to Toronto for Digital Leap really will benefit from that. And then we also have someone else that I'm going to bring on the show in just a few moments
to give both of us an opportunity to chat with, is the very practical nature of the kinds of analysis that they've done of various social media channels, their website, and this whole notion of people-to-people fundraising, that these are concepts and strategies that do translate to other charitable organizations if you take the time to put the strategy together, which is why you need Digital Lead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and things are changing all the time, right, Ted? And it's hard even for someone like yourself to keep up necessarily because there's always something new under the sun.
Well, that's one of the things that we try to do on this show is always bring the latest, which is why we've partnered with you to put together the Digital Leap conference as a way to bring the very latest. And you're absolutely right. I know myself, my presentation, but others, I'm constantly changing my presentation almost right up to the time that I give the lecture so that it does have the most up-to-date information.
Yeah, that's great. And one of the things we're doing this year that I'm really excited about is we've got a couple of people. We have done this in the past, had people from the client side who are the actual folks on the ground executing these kinds of campaigns. So we have two people this year from close to home here, one from World Wildlife Fund Canada, Sarah Faulkner, and another who is a good friend of our agency here in Toronto, Matthew Velotti, who is working with the Canadian Diabetes Association. And both of them have exciting campaigns to talk about and present to the group as a case study. So I think people really like that case study approach because it's something they can imagine doing themselves. It's one of their peers presenting, showing them, you know, what was done, how successful it was, what were the pitfalls, what they needed to look out for. So the kind of information that you hear in those kinds of sessions are very useful. It's the kind of thing that you can go, I understand entirely what's being said here, and I can go back to my office and talk to my colleagues about it, and you can maybe think of doing something similar.
Exactly, exactly. And this year for Digital Leap, those of you who are online right now, you can go to tedhart.com, click on radio links. You'll have the direct link to not only all the radio links from today, but including Digital Leap, or just go to digitalleap.org. And one of the things that I'm particularly curious to learn more about from your perspective is our decision for the conference to really encourage what I call team learning, where there's deep discounts for folks to not only register but bring a friend, which is bring a staff person, bring a trustee, bring a board of directors member, someone of that sort. Talk a little bit about this concept, because you don't see this at a lot of conferences, to really encourage bringing more than one person from your organization so that there's more sets of ears taking in all this important information.
Yes, well, of course, this conference is really designed from the beginning for the not-for-profit sector, so we knew from the get-go that we would want to keep the pricing as reasonable as possible. What we encourage people to do is make sure they register early and take advantage of the early bird pricing that we have. Ted, you'll have to remind me what the early bird day is this year.
Yeah, the early bird is coming up. It's just a few weeks from now. It's March 16th, so the biggest discounts are available for anyone who registers between now and March 16th. And I was just looking at my email, and while we were chatting here, someone has registered from the Lung Association in Canada. So welcome. We look forward to seeing you at Digital Leap. Certainly, you can go right on and register, and we'll try to recognize anyone who does register during this particular show. But the deep discounts do end for early bird on March 16th. But, of course, space available registration online will continue until May 2nd, the day before Digital Leap.
Yeah, that's right. And we have plenty of space where we're going. It's a beautiful venue, as I said. Now, the other thing you asked about was the buddy rate. We talked about this when we first launched the event 2 years ago. Not only is it possible to get a great discount if you book before the early bird date, if you bring a friend, you get a further for both of you, so not just for you, but for your friend as well. That friend might be, as you say, a colleague from from your own organization, perhaps a volunteer who's involved in oversight, or it could be even a colleague that you know from another organization benefit from coming to a conference that's so focused on the work that we do as not-for-profits.
Just going to give a reminder here, and Neil will be right back in just a few moments.
Remember, our podcasts and archives are always available 24 hours a day at tedhart.com. Click on radio links. If you're listening live today, the phone lines are open. Call in and ask a question by dialing 347-324-3080. Now, back to the Nonprofit Coach with Ted Hart.
The other ways that you can connect with us, of course, is to ask a question over in the chat room with some email. And, Neil, we do have a question from Brock Warner. Thank you, Brock. He's over in the chat room today. Is Digital Leap just for fundraising professionals, or can marketers and other people and charities take something away of value?
Oh, there's no question. This is a terrific event for anybody involved in marketing for charities. The lines between fundraising and market organizations are blurring. I'd like to say that the silos have come down. They haven't quite yet, I don't think, for everyone, but certainly we are very aware of the fact that not everyone who attends will necessarily be a fundraiser, and there's a content that's appropriate for people who are on the communication side of the organizations as well.
And even whether by design or not, one of the things that we have in the past years is that there is a large number of people that are providers, public relations professionals, communication professionals, and even technology professionals who do come to Digital Leap. So all of your compatriots who may not consider fundraising professional, but nonetheless are in this space, you'll find a lot of colleagues there with you who may also not be strictly fundraisers, but are working on behalf of organizations, feel the power of the internet for nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I want to assure the fundraisers that we have great content for them. In fact, that great content is being recognized by the CFRA folks, the Certified Fundraising Executive people, the people who issue credentials for fundraisers, and they've given us the right to at Digital Leap. It's seen as the quality event that counts as it could count as educational credits for anybody who is working to attain their accreditation as a CFRE.
Absolutely, and of course we do all of us encourage you to consider becoming a certified fundraising executive. As a matter of fact, we will have the new president of CFRE as our guest here on the Nonprofit Coach. You'll be able to hear all about that. For those of you who are seeking certification or to renew your certification, there are continuing education credits that are necessary. And as Neil just mentioned, Digital Leap is a terrific way for you to earn those credits, to receive the documentation necessary to submit to CFRE. And you can learn more about that at CFRE.org. Neil, we've got a good friend of ours that I want to bring into the show now, who is also going to be at Digital Leap and is a crowd favorite anything goes. I want to bring into the show now Ryan Miller, who is the Director of Nonprofit Services at CARE2. Ryan, thank you for joining Neil and I here on the Nonprofit Coach today.
Ted, hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Ryan, it's great to have you here on the show, and I know that you've got a lot you're going to share with us to sort of tease the audience to come to Digital Leap, but you are considered one of the foremost experts in this space. You've been with a number of different groups. You've honed your skills over the years. Not only that, but you're just a whole lot of fun to watch present, so we're thrilled to have you back at Digital Leap. But tell us a little bit about, and then I know Neil's going to have some questions for you as well.
Sure.
Tell us a little about your gig over at CARE2. What is CARE2.org? They're big in this space. I know you're bringing a lot of concrete into Digital Leap from that. And that's where you're Director of Nonprofit Services.
Sure. So I'll start by describing, you know, what CARE2 is and who we are. CARE2 is basically the oldest social network around. Well before the era of Facebook and MySpace, there was CARE2. And but the interesting thing is CARE2 is not really a social network in the same sort of sense as Facebook or some of the others. Really what CARE2 is an online network for folks who want to make a difference in the world and who want to make a difference with themselves. And I think, as we all know, you know, on various personal journeys, those things are often sort of two sides of the same coin. To try and, you know, focus on yourself and be a better person, and then also on the other side, make a difference in the world and try and make the world a better place as you live your life. And so CARE2 is really this very much a special place, a special virtual place, that is. And so folks join CARE2. It's free to join. We've got somewhere over 18 million members now, and that's really just
I actually want to stop you there. You have a count on your website, and I'm absolutely astounded that you're going to be bringing to Digital Leap the wealth of experience from 18,443,289 members. That's a really incredible number.
It's, you know, Ted, the truth is that number is kind of nuts. I mean, it's absolutely true. What I mean by nuts is it's impossible to picture what that number actually means and looks like. But what it does mean is, I mean, really, it's a reflection of how long we've been around. I mean, we're the oldest one around. We're also the fastest growing online social action network, and so that's really what it reflects, is that folks have been with us for a long, long time. And new folks are constantly joining. We're sort of like a gazebo, or, you know, a structure with many entrances and doorways, because folks like to join CARE2 for a number of different reasons. The main one I mentioned before, but, you know, there's lots and lots of reasons. But one of the main features of CARE2, one of the main reasons why people join, and, you know, I mentioned this when I said that people want to make the world a better place, is that we have this action center, and what I call our petition headquarters. And you can check it out at thepetitionsite.com. It's got its own URL, but it's related. And it's really the kind of hub, or, you know, headquarters for all the petitions we have. And again, we're the number one petition site in the world. Again, this is because not just we've been around for a long time, but people recognize that, you know, when everybody uses one destination, one source, that's the source that everybody else wants to use as well, because there's more people visiting that site than anywhere else. And so that's the place that where folks go to basically take action on a variety of issues that really matter to them. So we cover the gamut, you know, from healthcare to environmental issues, and basically everything, absolutely everything in between. You know, political stuff and human rights and civil rights and children's issues and international issues, and you know, it really does span the network of all the issues that are out there.
Yeah, Ryan, I think that brings up an important point, Ryan, and this is one with people, so I just want to explore this with you a little bit, is that be successful online, to be truly successful online, is less about who you are than being a content expert. And one of the things that I think has really accentuated this CARE2 is that you have a lot of content. You are a destination place for people to not only connect with each other, but to connect on content. And content really is king online. If you've got stuff you want, they're going to come to you.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And actually, Ted, this is, you know, in the broader conversation of how to acquire online leads, and the broader conversation meaning how to grow your list taking it down to the kind of 101
and it's not just telling people how great you are. It's not just saying,
no.
It's inspiring them to do that. So this is part of what you're going to share with people at Digital is how do you inspire people to take the action that you want them to take action might be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so, there's a few different sides to acquisition, but certainly one of the most basic and fundamental premises is that you have to have fantastic content, or else you can spend as much money as you want on human resources and on actually acquiring those leads, but they will not stick with you if you don't have great content. So you're absolutely right. Content is still king and will always be king.
Now, I don't want to dominate the time here, so I want to give Neil and I to explore your work a little bit more in relationship to Digital Leaps. So, Neil, it's all yours.
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
Great, Neil. How are you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm very well. So last year, anybody that was at Digital Leap will probably remember that it was a pretty exciting time for you. I think you were ready to have your child right on the day of the event, I think. And so he's about
right.
A year old now.
Yeah, exactly. He's a boy named Julian. And last year, for anyone who was not at Digital Leap last year, Digital Leap was on my due date, and so I spoke on my due date.
And by the way, please thank Julian for us that he didn't decide to come that day.
I figured
right.
He was my first baby, and for anyone out there who's had a baby or partners had a baby. You guys know that these things, unlike TV shows and movies, they don't actually happen in 15 minutes or less. So I figured that even if things started happening, the hostel I was delivering at was about a five-minute cab away, so I could still get my session in and deliver Julian in time. But it all worked out, but it was a pretty exciting day.
Terrific.
Well,
as
all
we've
I can
mentioned,
say is how dedicated you really are to the sector.
She sure is. She sure is. I just remind all of our listeners today that you can call in to 347-324-3080. As you can tell, the conversation is lively and lots of good experts that are available here today and also at Digital Leap. I just saw a caller on the switchboard. I was going to go right to the caller. If you want to call back, I'm sorry if we lost you on the switchboard. But come right back on the switchboard, and we'll get your question right in here on the Nonprofit Coach. So go ahead. You were you not only were you about ready to give birth to your son, but you were also a star. So somehow you managed to pull off one of the best presentations at Digital Leap.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I'm glad everyone else in the session thought so too. And I'm very excited to be back speaking this year at Digital Leap. It's a different focus, but certainly within the general topic of online fundraising, and that's sort of my bread and butter. So I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how long have you been with Care2?
I've been with Care2 for almost 2 years. But
yeah.
I've known, let me add this.
Yeah.
I've known Care2 for longer because in my days as an online fundraising consultant, I was actually a Care2 client. And so I had the opportunity of working with Care2 on behalf of a number of Canadian and international organizations. And so I knew Care2. I knew exactly what they did and how they helped nonprofits, in the business basically of acquisition and conversion and finding new donor leads because I'd worked directly with them in that capacity.
Yeah, and what are some of the in addition to this very large social platform that you have with a lot of content, there are some specific services that Care2 provides to the nonprofit sector.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a few. I'll mention them briefly, and I'll tell you about the one that's really the most popular with nonprofits. So, if you cruise around the Care2 site, it's just care2.com. And I should mention, if you're actually interested at all in learning more about Care2 and Care2 nonprofit services specifically, you should check out the URL care2team.com. So it's CARE2TEAM.com. Because that's much more focused in basically a conversation with nonprofits and how we work with them. But we work with nonprofits in a couple different ways. Essentially, and the by far the most important way is to help nonprofits find new donor leads. That's basically list growth. And then there's a few other ways after that. So sometimes clients are interested in working with us because they're interested in winning an advocacy victory. And they're less focused on, so they're interested in gathering names. They're less focused on converting those names to donors once the campaign is finished. So we work with clients in that capacity as well. And then there's a number of other ways as well. We help clients grow their Facebook communities. And then we do other stuff like email marketing campaigns and, you know, display advertising and stuff like that. But back to the first one, the way that we work with the vast majority of our clients, and the main reason why clients really approach us and say, you know, I want to learn more about you guys, or, you know, a friend or a colleague sort of told me that they were working with you and I'd like to, you know, I'm interested in working with you guys, is because we help clients grow their list. We help clients find new donor leads.
And that is very, very important to all organizations to grow their list. Neil and Ryan, we do have a caller here, so I'm going to go right to the caller. Caller, you're live here on the Nonprofit Coach. Go ahead with your question.
Great. Thanks very much for taking my call. Ryan, this question goes back to actually what you were saying regarding online content, and I definitely agree that the quality of the content is what keeps you know, people coming back to you as a source of information. I guess my question is sort of, how do you, you know, individually or as an organization, determine where you draw the line between, you know, having too much content that maybe where you start to sort of get away from, you know, your core mission in an effort to sort of attract that attention? I just feel like there can sometimes be almost like a waterfall effect of information that you're sharing, and suddenly you're much further away from what you were trying to accomplish than you intended to be.
Well, you know, that's a really good point you raised, because I think when folks like Ted and I say content is king, certainly some folks go back to their organizations and decide that, you know, if there's not that much new or fresh content coming out of the organization itself, then they can, you know, link to other articles, and then you start accruing basically sort of secondary material and material that's kind of outside the focus of the organization. And I think that nonprofits can easily get, you know, basically misguided, I think might be the word, because they're so focused on providing new content that it's you know, it's less targeted, less specific, and less appropriate the more they go down that road. So, you know, I think certainly if you work with an agency, they are that's one of the things about having an agency on board and on side, is that they're there to really be that voice of reason that's outside the organization. Because the other way to sort of keep the organization in check is to have, if not, you know, an official committee, then a small group of people who are really just paying attention to this. So it's not one person or two people who are really just posting whatever they want, whenever they want. And, you know, that committee, whether it's official or not, shouldn't just be from the communications department. I mean, I think that's kind of I'm a big fan of communications department people, but I think that that's one of the ways to keep everybody aware of what's happening and what's being posted. And then going back to an agency, they certainly, you know, whether it's in that official capacity or not, they really serve in that role, because they're constantly on your website, both helping with the content and doing other things. And they have the ability to say things that sometimes are difficult to say within the organization, because you work so closely with your colleagues. So sometimes that's the nice thing about an agency.
Caller, do you have a follow-up question to that, or does that get you where you need to be?
No, that was great. Thank you so much for your answer and for your time today.
Sure. Thanks, Colin.
Terrific. Well, terrific, caller, for joining us today, and thank you, Ryan, for that very succinct answer. Yeah, I think content is so important for organizations, and just to sort of add to what you were saying is that I think my fear for most organizations is not that they get too far astray from where they should be, but that they don't go far enough in creating themselves not as a brand. And I think too many folks think about their brand. They're far more impressed with their brand than most other people are. It's really what do they do and what kind of content do they have. You know, I think in terms of, you know, Care2 has a wonderful brand, But what really draws people in is all of the little communities that you have on so many different topics. And those are the things that people care about. They care about all of the various content areas that you provide information in, whether it be healthy living or whatever, green jobs, things of that sort that you have information on. These are content areas that people care about, and you happen to be providing an opportunity for them to come together and to view you as an information resource for that information, an expert, if you will, or a conduit to other experts. And I think that's one of the things that I encourage charities to really consider, is how can they establish themselves as a content expert as a way to draw more people, so that when they're looking for services, when they're looking for products, you're top of list because they already have a relationship with you as an expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, like in the case of Movember, you know, a nonprofit does not need to necessarily be, you know, an expert in many different areas. It can be one campaign, it can be one focus area, one event, one time of year. So it doesn't, you know, I think expectations need to be kept realistic when it comes to this, because certainly, you know, Ted, I mean, we all know, Neil and Ted, that organizations are always, you know, very, very busy, and folks are always wearing multiple hats. So I think Ted, you're absolutely right. And my point is, I think it's more important to stay focused on the appropriate subject area instead of kind of branching out, you know, in the name of new content when it's actually just not appropriate. So I think the main point is, you know, stay focused on your subject area and don't worry too much about new content. Certainly you want new content, but just make sure that it's always appropriate and, you know, on target for who your audience, who your intended audience is and should be, and the sort of people that you want to draw in, and then, you know, lead through that conversion funnel, ideally to become new donors.
Absolutely. Neil and Ryan, if you'll just hang on there, we're going to come right back. We've just got a little bit of a station break here to bring people up to date on what comes next here on The Nonprofit Coach. I want to thank you all for joining us here on this special Leap Day edition of The Nonprofit Coach. Next week, we will be returning to our regular Tuesday show, Tuesday, March 6th. We're very pleased to have Eva Aldrich, CFRE, who is the new president and CEO of CFRE, here to talk about not only the organization, but also to answer questions that you may have about how you can become certified as a certified fundraising executive. On Tuesday, March 13th, I'm extremely excited to welcome here to The Nonprofit Coach, Margaret Battistelli, who is the editor and chief of Fundraising Success Magazine. They talk about content, have amazing content on a lot of different topics, and she's going to share with you some of their very best content that can help your organization. On March 20th, we're going to be right here with Jocelyn Daw, who is an author with John Wiley and Sons. So she's going to be bringing to us her wonderful book, which will be talked about here right on The Nonprofit Coach. So for those of you who followed the top of the show and the announcement, I'm extremely excited to start tomorrow as the CEO of Charities Aid Foundation of America. And The Nonprofit Coach will continue. This, I think, is an important service to the nonprofit sector, certainly brings to all of you top experts like Neil Galliford and Ryan Miller, who are on our show today, and, of course, Corey Clem, who joined us with Movember earlier today. So we will be continuing the weekly radio show right here on The Nonprofit Coach. Make sure that you sign up for the newsletter at p2pfundraising.org. That's their P, the number 2, the letter P, and fundraising.org, or right at tedhart.com. We're going to go right back to the end of the show here with Ryan Miller and Neil Galliford talking about the DigiLeap conference coming up in Toronto. Well, now I I just want to say again what a trooper you are to make sure that you made it on the show here today at 3 a.m., now looking at 4 a.m. in the morning, March 1st, down there in Brisbane, Australia. I want to give you an opportunity to explore some of the other avenues of Digital Leap, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to talk more with Ryan Miller as well. So go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that we send a shout-out and an acknowledgement to all of our sponsors. We couldn't make this event happen without doing that. So we've got several returning sponsors. Artez is a sponsor. Minerva Systems is a sponsor. Blackbaud, of course, is our platinum sponsor. JMG Solutions, Keys Direct, Unix Vision, and a new sponsor this year is IAT, the online processing folks, along with Care2, who's kindly agreed to sponsor as well. So, as I say, we couldn't do it at all without the help of these great supporters.
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, we really do work on the planning group to do everything that we can to keep the fees as low as possible, because we do want folks to be attending from both large and small organizations. And without the sponsors, this conference actually wouldn't take place at all. Ryan, since we have you here, a personal thank you to you and your colleagues over at Care2 for joining us. A little bit of a personal special shout out to the fine folks over at JMG. I know that they're always the first to jump in to sponsor this conference. They do wonderful work up in Canada and have been one of the strongest supporters of Digital Leap from the very, very beginning. And of course, Blackbaud, coming forward once again without their strong support and the wonderful platforms and services that they provide to the nonprofit sector throughout Canada and around the world. Again, Digital Leap would not be possible. So, Neil, thank you for bringing that up. Ryan, we don't have an awful lot more time here on the show, just a couple of more minutes. Can you just give us, first of all, just another peek into what you've got planned this year, because I know you've always got new content, but also, what happened here? It's a problem with the call. Neil, are you still there?
And Ted, I'm still here too.
Oh, you are. Okay, good, good. It said that there was a problem with the call, but maybe we're okay. Ryan, why don't you take it away, and I'm going to figure out what's happening on my switchboard.
Sure. Also, I'll just let you guys know what I do plan to talk about this year, and that really is lead acquisition, specifically online lead acquisition, converting those leads into donors. And, you know, the thing that makes this topic interesting for me is that although I said online lead acquisition, really I think this is actually multi-channel lead acquisition. And I think multi-channel is really key here because, I know that at Digital Leap we really like to focus on kind of the new and the innovative. And the truth is multi-channel is actually kind of less new and innovative and more best practice. But I think it's vitally important that organizations start looking at ways to do multi-channel acquisition and conversion. And although I'll talk about a number of different ways to do online acquisition and conversion, the sweet spot, so to speak, is really finding online leads and converting them offline.
A lot of what's new out there, Ryan, is the integration of what might be more traditional channels or channels that have been around to, but pulling them all together into a strategy.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and for that reason, let it be said loud and clear that although I do tend to focus on online fundraising and tend to work for organizations that have, if not online in the name, then certainly in the description, I'm actually, kind of the number one proponent of bringing in, for example, direct mail and phone strategies to the table, because those really are the best ways to convert, especially online leads that you have. I mean, online direct mail and the phone work for a number of reasons in a number of different ways. But what I'm going to talk about specifically.
Got to wrap it up, Ryan. This is all the more reason why everybody needs to be at Digital Leap, because Ryan's got good stuff. Check us out at digitalleap.org Thursday, May 3rd, up in Toronto, Canada. Looking forward to having everybody join us up at Digital Leap. Everyone, Ryan Miller, Director of Nonprofit Services Care 2, Neil Galliford, over at Stephen Thomas up in Toronto. Thank you for joining me here, and we'll see you in Toronto for Digital Leap 2012.
Okay, thanks.
You've been listening to the Nonprofit Coach Radio Show with Ted Hart. Tell all your friends to check out our production schedule and download our iPod and iPad-friendly podcast at tedhart.com. Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Coach.